Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Spreaker, and of course my blog, Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week, and my thoughts and prayers continue to be with those of you who are impacted by our recent hurricane. Well, today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products, and you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection of the week with you. So tonight, it's all about how we can master procrastination, and you will be hearing my interview with our guest, Suzanne Brown of Mom Powerment, and she will be sharing how we can master procrastination. And then, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for this week. And I want to thank all of you who have to my question of the week on my social media. And that question is, what do you use to manage your time? An app, Google Calendar, Planner, physical calendar. And some of your questions, your responses were very interesting. Of course, one person did say that she uses an online calendar for both work and personal, and she color codes. Somebody else said they use Post-its, and someone said they keep it in their heads. So you are, a lot of you out there just using a variety of things that help you manage your time. So before I share with you the bio and the interview of our guest speaker this evening, I did my weekly Google search, and the top time management tools from lifehack.org are Rescue Me. These are different apps. Remember the Milk. Focus, Boosters, Toggle, and Dropbox. So again, that's Rescue Me, Remember the Milk, Focus, and Dropbox are the top time management tools recommended by lifehack.org. Well, our guest this night, Suzanne Brown, is a strategic marketing and business consultant and work-life balance speaker, consultant, and author. She empowers working moms to create the balance they crave with small changes that make a big impact over time. You can check out her website, and a link is on our show page to watch her TED Talk, read more about her books, and read her weekly blog about topics related to work-life balance, such as productivity, time management, and being intentional with your time. She lives in Houston, Texas, with her husband and two young boys. So now I am going to be sharing my interview with Suzanne Brown. Well, listeners, school, back to college, for some people it's back to work because they've been spending the summer all on the beach. And I thought it would be a great time for us to just reevaluate how we are managing our time. And one of those areas is procrastination. And if you ask me Am I a procrastinator? I would put my hands up because there are certain things in my life that I procrastinate on. So that's why I wanted to bring an expert on just to kind of share with us how we can overcome these tendencies. I know the things in my life that I procrastinate on, but do you know what those things are, what those triggers are? So we have with us this evening Suzanne Brown. Thank you so much for joining us, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Suzanne, before we get into the questions about, you know, how we can master procrastination, what made you decide to do what you do?
So what it really comes down to is I have two different areas that I focus on in my career. One is marketing, and then one is really on things like productivity and work-life balance. And you have to really understand all kinds of different aspects of work-life balance. But the reason why I started this was there was really kind of something missing in the marketplace. And I noticed that. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to fill that gap. You know, how hard can that be? Which are often famous last words, but that's really it. You know, it's seeing where there's something missing and saying, I want to fill that gap.
And, you know, it is a gap because I think, you know I can procrastinate on certain things, but I think sometimes when we're trying to manage our time, manage our lives, we don't realize that that is one of the hindrances to us really getting things done and doing that, living that balanced life. So how do we conquer our procrastination?
So, you know, I think it's really important to understand why you're procrastinating. You know, it's that question of what is, you mentioned earlier, what is the trigger? Because there are a lot of different moments that people procrastinate. So, for example, one of them could be that you're disorganized. You know, this speaks directly to exactly what you do. So part of it is just everything is a mess, so you don't even know where to start. It might be, honestly, a sense of fear. You know, you don't know, maybe it's that that you're afraid that you'll fail, or maybe you think you're going to do it wrong. Or, you know, it might be that it's just literally something new, so you don't know, you're like, I don't know where to start. I'm afraid to start something new. Or really kind of tapping into the fact that you don't have the knowledge. You know, it's like, I don't really, this isn't what I do, so I'm just going to put off doing it as long as possible. I think some of it might also be, it might stem from like anxiety or literally just avoidance. And then, you know, in my own personal situation, a lot of the times that I procrastinate are because either I'm overwhelmed, which is something that I have definitely heard in the past from other people, or I need a break. There's just so much that's going on that I really just need to step away from work and life and whatever else and just take a moment for myself, and then I can dive right back in. But, you know, these are kind of the more common times that people feel procrastination. So it's really being able to ask, what is really triggering this? Like, why am I avoiding what it is that I should be working on or that I should be doing? Because understanding that can kind of help you figure out how do you step out of that? How do you move back to being productive and step away from being just procrastinating and having the sense of avoidance?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm glad you share, you know, how you said sometimes it's just feeling overwhelmed, because recently I just felt like, why am I procrastinating on this one thing? But I realized I just took a moment, stepped back, and I looked at, and they were just little things, but little unfinished things that I needed to get done, which was making me overwhelmed. And once I just started tackling, okay, I crossed this off my list and I did this. And so now I feel like this sense of, so now I can move forward with that other thing, because I felt like if I put that one more thing on my list of to do, I think I would just feel overwhelmed and just like go crazy. So that's great that you shared that.
Yeah, and I think it's it's really, sometimes it can be hard to figure out, why am I procrastinating? Why do I not want to do this? And so sometimes you can figure it out on your own. And sometimes you really need somebody else to help you talk through it, you know, and it might be a friend, it might be a colleague, it might be your significant other, it might be that you actually need a coach. You know, there are lots of people who can help you to figure out those triggers, but you need to figure out either yourself or who else can you go to that that can really help you figure it out.
And you're so right. And actually, when you said that, Suzanne, I thought about a conversation I had with a friend. She was so panicky because she was procrastinating because she was like, I got to speak to 100 freshmen, and I just don't know what to say. And I said, but you've been training for like 10, 15 years. What do you mean? You know your content. You've got degrees. And she's like, I only have one. I said, no, actually, you have two. And then it was like, once we just kind of calmed down, and I said, well, first of all, you give them like a couple of sentences of who you are and why you're the expert. I said, and then you give a nice little ending. You give them an exercise to do. And she's like, oh, my goodness. She's like, wow. I said, you don't necessarily have to do from A to Z. I said, sometimes you can do Z, do M. I said, but you just pull it together. I said, you already know you got 50 minutes, so you just break it down. She was like, wow. And I was like, ah. So you're right. Sometimes it's knowing what it is and just like working through it. So, Suzanne, and what you do.
I wanted to say, I think you actually make a really important point, and that is breaking down any challenge that's in front of you, anything that you're avoiding, is really the key. Because, you know, if you say, okay, I need to create a new website, that is an unbelievably overwhelming concept, right? Incredibly overwhelming. But if you break it down and you say, okay, let me think through, what are the tabs that I want to have? What are the what's the content that I want to have on this page? All right, let me find the one picture that I want to appear here versus here. You know, once you actually start to break it down into multiple steps and you understand, I can totally do the steps. It's just thinking about it as a big thing in front of me can be completely overwhelming. And sometimes it's just figuring out, like, I just need to start in one spot. That's all I need to accomplish, one spot. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. It can be in the middle, and you can work backwards to the beginning. You know, and so you need to take that step sometimes instead of thinking about, well, what's the right step?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a step.
And you're so right. It's a step. So, Suzanne, when you're working with clients, why is it so hard for your clients or just us to really focus and get things done? Is it because we're just overwhelmed, or maybe we're just surrounded by too much stuff?
You know, I wouldn't actually be surprised if that's part of it, because it's really hard to concentrate when you have a lot of stuff around you, literally, like physical or mental stuff, right? And so when you are trying to think about how do you become more productive with your time, how do you really create whatever it is that you're trying to create? And that can be, you know, a report, it can be a book, it can be writing a speech, like it can be anything. But if you aren't sure of what those steps are, then you need to start thinking through the steps and being able to say, what is it that I want to accomplish? What's my end goal? And what are the different ways that I can get there? So again, it's not really the what's the right way, what's the right step, what's the right process. It's let me see a few different ways that I can get to my end goal, but you have to figure out what your end goal is, right? Mm. And as you understand that, then you have options on how do you get to that end goal. Because I think a lot of times we try to think of what is the path that I have to take. And sometimes it's hard to create exactly that A to Z, right? So you want to be able to start to think through what are the different ways that I can get there. And you can kind of pick and choose what works. You know, your path doesn't have to be a straight line between where you're standing today and what it is that you want to accomplish. It can zigzag. You know, you can learn things along the way. You can try different things out. It's not really a failure if you change direction. It's that you learn that something isn't working for you. And so when I work with clients on trying to think through, you know, how do I put all of the pieces together? Sometimes it's a matter of, let's just put the pieces together. And if that doesn't look right, then let's try a different way. And I think that people sometimes forget we have choices. You have options. It's not about either you do it this way or it's wrong. You know, there are so few times, honestly, in our lives where that's the case.
And I like what you said, because I'm finding for myself now that as long as I tackle a project, like you said, it may not be A to Z, but as long as I tackle it, okay, today I did this, and tomorrow I'll do that. And then, you know, I know what the end will look like, but right now I'm doing the middle, and maybe I'm doing a little bit of the beginning and a little bit of the ending. But once it comes out to the goal, then I'm happy with it, because I had to learn that about myself, because I'm so like to be methodical and go down the checklist. And it's like, okay, well, I have a list, so today I'm going to do this, and tomorrow I'll do that, instead of just going straight down the list. So you're right. You don't have to necessarily go in a straight line. It can be zigzag. So that is like some great, great advice. I hope you got that and wrote that down, listeners. So you've given a lot of tips, techniques, and strategies for us. Is there anything else that you feel that for somebody listening and saying, you know what, I want to overcome and conquer my procrastination, what would you suggest they do?
So I think there are two things. One, it's really helpful to be able to decide on one goal for your day, even though you might have 3 to 5 that would be great to accomplish. But that way, if you do that one goal, you have solved whatever you need to do for the day. So instead of thinking about, here's the really big goal, if you think about one piece of that big goal, and that's all you have to accomplish, that can help switch things from, I'm trying to avoid it, to all I have to do is just this one piece. So it's more like a mindset shift. And I think the other thing that's really helpful is to think about how you personally work. Because for some people, it's easier to build up to a bigger task. Mm-hmm. And then for other people, it's easier to do the hardest thing first and then to be able to do easier stuff later. But that way, you've essentially gotten over the hump of the hardest, biggest challenge, you know, however you want to phrase it. That biggest thing comes first in your day. So everything else, it's like the sprinkles and the icing and the cherry on your cake, you know, but other people might really kind of need to work to that point. So you can't start out with the toughest thing. So it's helpful to understand which way do you work better? Or are you one of those people that needs to kind of start in the middle and see, okay, so I can either go towards the harder part or I can do a bunch of the easier things, but you kind of need to try it out a few times and see which way you tend to gravitate towards more easily without, you know, forcing the issue. But I think that can be really helpful to think through, because that really speaks to your own style, to the way your brain works. You know, it's really about your process versus what your significant other, your sibling, your neighbor, your best friend, like whoever. It's really about what you need. And that can be really helpful so that you understand your own approach.
And I'm really glad you said that, Suzanne, because as you were talking, I was thinking about sometimes my challenges with technology, you know, learning new technology, embracing it. And recently someone gave me a Chromecast. And I did the first part. I was able to upload it, and I could take things that were maybe on my smartphone, and the next thing you know, they're on my television screen. And I was like, wow. But for some reason, I was struggling with getting things from the laptop to the TV screen. And my godson told me, he said, Aunt Janet, he said, I have no doubt that you are going to master it. And you know what? I didn't do it the first time. I just kept at it, and slowly that was my process, because to me it was like, oh, I got to learn everything the first day. And then I was like, you know what? No, I don't. I'm going to race by myself. So I'll take my time. So, yeah, so I like that what you said. It's like knowing your pace, doing what you do and what fits you, because I know the other technology gurus in my life would have said, well, you know, you should have learned it by now, and this is what you need to do. No, can I learn this myself, please? So thank you for sharing this, Suzanne. Thank you. So, Suzanne, how can listeners get in contact with you?
So you can find me at All Things Mompowerment. So I am at mompowerment.com, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm trying to be better about being on Instagram, and I also have a Facebook page. So, so I do tend to skew more towards the working mom side of things, but all of the advice can be used by anyone who needs by anyone who needs extra help in areas of work-life balance and productivity and time management, and really just kind of being able to put all of those goals together so that you have more of what it is that you want in your life.
And listeners, as you know, with every guest, I provide a direct link to their website on the show page, so be sure to click it so you can find out more about how to live that balanced life as a working mom, or just get some strategies even if you aren't. Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us.
Thank you so much for having me, Janet. I really appreciate it. And you're doing some really cool stuff, so I'm thrilled to be able to be part of it.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Furco, your executive driver, and you're listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with your host, Janet Taylor. Call your executive driver for your advanced reservations. We drive your car when you don't want to. Travel in the comfort and safety of your own vehicle and leave the driving to your professional executive driver. No distance is too far. Call 484-275-0061 today. Now let's get back to the show and your host, Janet Taylor.
Well, listeners, that was a really good talk about procrastination, how to master it, and how to master it and not feel overwhelmed. So for those of you who just joining me in the chat room, please listen to the replay, because Suzanne Brown gave some really fabulous tips. And thank you so much for joining me tonight in the chat room. So our sponsor, Audible, is offering all of our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download the title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. Again, that is audibletrial.com/getorganized, and the audiobook selection for this week is Taming the To-Do List. Now, how many people need your to-do list tamed? And how to choose your best work every day. And this book addresses the significant change in how we manage our time and the issues of procrastination from a woman's point of view, combining practical, easy-to-apply advice with solid research and, of course, biblical truth. This book is a compassionate yet challenging message of hope for those struggling to choose their best work, busy work. So, again, that is Taming the To-Do List, How to Choose Your Best Work Every Day, and you can just get that and download your free copy at www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And for those of you who are in the chat room, if there is a specific question that you have regarding the procrastination and how to master it, please type it in, and I will definitely respond to your question. Well, for those of you who may be looking for some group support because you're tired of living with the piles, you're ready to find things the first time you look, you want to better manage your time, then why not join my Get My Life Totally Organized group, Facebook group, and become a member of a community that supports and nurtures you on your journey to living an organized life. It's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges, and of course, you can receive strategies that will help you on your life to get organized. It's for an investment of $7 a month. The first month is $1. You are free to leave the group anytime you feel that you want to, and you get personalized strategies from me. So if you post something, whether it's a photo, whether it's a video, whether it's a question, you will get a personalized response from me. Of course, every week I do live strategy sessions just to see who may jump on and who may have questions. And, of course, you get product reviews. I'm going to be doing some workshops coming up, some live workshops, so you'll get behind-the-scenes access free of charge. And, of course, when I do workshops locally in the future, you will be able to attend free of charge. So make sure that you check it out, even if you just check it out for a month and you decide to leave. So be sure to check that out. So now it is Taylor's Tip time. And tonight I'm just going to give you a few tips on time and how to manage it. So number one, you want to create a weekly plan for you, yourself. So you can do that plan. I usually do my weekly plan on Thursdays. Number two, review your plan once a week. Usually on Mondays, I review my plan for the week because I may have to shift some things. And my plan includes everything from grocery shopping to meetings to even studying because right now I'm taking a class. Use tools that meet your needs, whatever those tools are. Now, as I've shared with you before, I do use my Google Calendar, which I have access on my phone and my laptop, but then I also use a physical calendar as well because I like opening it up and I like seeing it and I like being able to plan because it helps me better plan my time. So because I can visually see something. And number four, learn to say no to others and say yes to yourself. And sometimes, even at work, I know that you can't say no, but sometimes if somebody says, I need to meet you right now, and you want to say no, but instead of saying no, say, can I finish this call or can I finish this email? Can I finish? I've got like a couple of lines to do on my spreadsheet. So, and I can meet you in about 5 or maybe 15 minutes. Is that okay? Because that allows them to know that, hey, I want to be cooperative. I want to meet with you, but also allows you what you need to get done. So, and then also on the personal side, sometimes people ask you to do things, and you can say, you know what, I can't help you right now, but I can help you maybe in a couple of months get back to me. So think about that. And number five is getting organized. Getting organized always helps you master your time because, one, you can find things the first time you look, so you're not frustrated. And it also, when you plan, and you plan the night before, you save yourself. Those 15 minutes of planning help save you an hour the next day. So think about that. So number one, create a weekly plan. Number two, review your plan once a week. Number three, use tools that meet your needs. Four, learn to say no to others. Say yes to yourself. And five, get organized. Well, for those of you who may want a little bit one-on-one with me, I do offer virtual sessions. I have clients, you know, as far as Seattle, Washington, even further, I have clients in Singapore. And basically, those virtual sessions can either be via the phone or they can be via Skype or Zoom so we can see each other. And therefore, you just show me your space and I provide you with a strategy on how to organize it. And then I follow up with you as well. So you can just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com for more details on how we can connect. And I can help you on your journey to living an organized life. And I'm just looking, and I just want to say thank you for the little flowers that have been posted for me in the chat room. I really appreciate it today because it's been rainy and a little dreary, so it's nice to see those little flowers there just popping up. So I want to say thank you for all of you who've been following me via social media, for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. Please continue to, you know, follow me via social media. Check out my Pinterest board for those of you who do not follow me via Pinterest. And I have a board, and it's called It's All About Time. And on that board is strategies about time and time management. So be sure to check it out. So today is Monday, and you all know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So Toss It Tuesday, you want to shred or toss those calendars that you no longer need for reference, because sometimes we have calendars, and sometimes we keep them because they're a journal to our lives, but sometimes we keep those calendars, maybe the calendar that was in the kitchen. You know, do you really need those? So just begin to look at those calendars and decide, do I need to keep them? You know, one client shared with me, but they're a journal to my life. Yes, but sometimes it gets to a point where you have to let them go, because if I really kept every calendar that I had, that means I would have almost 20 years worth of calendars, because I think I really started using calendars and planners when I was in my 30s. So that is a lot. And actually, now that I think I'll be on my 25th anniversary for the business soon, that's a lot of calendars. So you can begin to weed down. Or if you feel you need to keep them, begin to scan certain pages so that way you don't have that physical paperwork taking up the space. So now moving on to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion. So my app suggestion is, of course, Remember the Milk. It allows users to create multiple task lists. Add tasks can be edited to include various field locations. Google Maps, you can add that as well. You can add tags. You can task can be postponed, and the Remember the Milk will inform users of the number of times a task has been postponed. So if you keep procrastinating on a task and it'll come up, you've been procrastinating on this task 5 times, and maybe it'll be the nudge you need to get things done. And it can be integrated with Gmail, Microsoft Outlook, as well as others. So that's my app suggestion. My repurpose suggestion is using those tools and jewelry and furniture that may be just sitting around your home collecting dust and repurposing them. Like, for example, you know, repurposing a suitcase and using it either for storage or someone actually use it and turns it into a medicine cabinet. Using that jewelry that maybe you don't want to part with just for sentimental reasons, and maybe decorating a frame and displaying it. And maybe using those tools, like, for example, the rake that broke, and maybe using that in the garage or something to hang things. So those are some things as well. And then, of course, my product suggestion is that I would just like to invite all of you to go to my Amazon shop. And I have all the different products and life from lifestyle, from closet to kitchen, and more that helps you organize your life. There's a link in this show page. You can check it out, like it. And the nice thing about the Amazon shop is basically these are recommendations of different organizing products. And what you do is you just click the link if you want to put it in your shopping cart, or if you want to order it, it'll take you directly to the Amazon shop. So it's nothing different you have to do. You just may see something. These are recommendations of different products that I feel that will help you on your journey to living an organized life. My quote for this week is, nobody is too busy. It's a matter of priorities. Again, nobody's too busy. It's a matter of priorities. So next week, I'm excited because we are in the fall, a transition season, and I thought it would be great that we would talk to an organization here. It's called Our Closet PA, and they are going to share with us their mission and what they do, because we are, the topic next week is donating from a stuffed closet. Because I know a lot of us out here have a little bit more in our closets that we need. So donating from a stuffed closet. And actually, I was sharing with my Facebook group that I watched a video yesterday of a woman who had to go through her coat closet, and she had 75 coats. So sometimes it's time for us to purge and let go. So donating from a stuffed closet is next week. Then I will be coming back and living an organized life. Let's do this on just how, because we'll be kicking off the fourth quarter of the year. So let's think about all the stuff we can get out of our homes and our lives before the end of the year. Then we will be talking about a healthy, organized woman, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I thought it would be great just talking and sharing about how, as women, we can be a little bit more healthier. Then the organized bookkeeper for all of you business people out there, consultants, how you need to keep that organized, especially in this last quarter coming up of the year, and how you need to have things a little bit more in order. Then the shared bathroom for all of you couples out there who are sharing a bathroom, how do you do it, and how to make it organized and efficient. And we'll be ending October with the power of a checklist. You know, how we need to have those checklists. Now we're learning about mastering procrastination, so now we got to figure out what we need to do on those checklists. So those are some of the things that are coming up. And I'm really excited because I'll be doing some live workshops, so I will keep you posted on how you can register to those events. And also, you know, I've got some dates scheduled for beginning to come in for 2019. And so hopefully I will be either at a place near you, or maybe you can come here and just kind of see me in person. So those are some of the things. So I'm hoping if anybody in the chat room has a question, they can type it up. I do see sometimes it looks like somebody's typing things. So let me see if there's anything in the chat room. But I truly, truly appreciate all of you just for continuing to tune in and listen. We have reached over 400 episodes and almost over 7 years, and now I am actually on the journey to celebrate year 25 in 2019. It's hard to believe that it's been 25 years. So I continue to thank you so much. I appreciate all of you for tuning in and listening. I'm going to stay in the chat room for a few minutes, but until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I do want you to have an organized week. And again, thank you so much for listening.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.